There's an extraordinary documentary on SBS tonight. This is part of the voice you'll be hearing.
15 years ago, a young Thai girl, 13-year-old, was found in this brothel, 1 Blackburn Street in Surry Hills. The very night that she arrived, she was put straight to work, and that night serviced about 10 or so clients. And she was there for 10 days doing that before immigration raided the place and took her away. She now wants me to try and find out who put her in there.
That's the voice of the man I'm about to talk to from the documentary Trafficked, The Reckoning, which is on SBS at 8:30 tonight. From 1978 to 1997, he was in the Australian Federal Police, and his name is Chris Payne, and he joins me now. Chris, good to talk to you.
Hello, Steve.
Chris, let's start by explaining Operation Paper Tiger. You were involved in rescuing or locating and seeking to liberate Thai women who'd been sold into slavery in Sydney. But Ning, this particular girl, who was a teenage slave, was not somebody that you rescued.
That's right. We worked for 3 years trying to locate trafficked women and identify the people who brought them in. And after our investigation closed down, it was that was when we found Ning. As a young 13-year-old, and it was, we'd finished, you know, our job had finished, been told not to work on it anymore, and so she was deported.
And so you lost track of Ning, you had no knowledge as to what happened to her.
That's right, we lost track of her completely. Well, we knew that she'd been sent back to Bangkok and that she'd told the police what happened to her, and they'd arrested the Thailand traffickers. But that was the last we heard of her, so about 5 or 6 years ago, with the same filmmakers, we went to Thailand to try and find her. And it was a pretty close thing, but we actually did find her in the end, and that commenced a relationship with her over the years since then. And last year she said she wanted something done about the guy who ran the brothel in Sydney. Could we find out who he is and maybe get the police onto him or take some civil action against him? So that's what the show's about tonight.
So you thought long and hard about that, and you decided, well, I'll have a crack at it, because currently you left the Federal Police. They shut down the operation that you were involved in, didn't they?
They did, yeah. I mean, people trafficking just didn't rate in the back then in the mid-90s.
So you decided that you'd take up Ning's claim, that is to try and locate the man who had exploited her, effectively as a teenage sex slave, when she was, what, 13?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the Thai traffickers had brought her out to this brothel, handed her over to this chap, and he put her straight to work. And in a sense, she was lucky she was only there for 2 weeks before immigration came around. Otherwise, she could have been there for months and months.
And what did they make her do in 2 weeks? I mean, they just exploited her mercilessly, didn't they?
That's right. She was what you call a contract girl. So she was told she had to work off, I think it was $30,000, which had supposedly been invested in bringing her out here and selling her. So she had to do that by seeing clients at around about $80 per half hour back then. And in her 2 weeks, she said she saw about 10 clients a night.
So about 100 people in just 2 weeks'
right,
time.
Yeah, that's right, and she found it really, really hard.
13-year-old girl. So you now catch up with her. She wants to track down the man who put her in that position, exploited her, sold her into sexual exploitation. Where did you start?
Well, we started with her, took a decent statement off her this time, and that led us to the High Court in Bangkok, where we actually found the court records of one of the traffickers over there who'd been sentenced. And there was Ning's original statement from 95, where she named a guy called Willie. So that was a start, and then we looked at council records and spoke to landlords and that sort of thing, old landlords, and eventually we identified the guy who ran the business, which was owned by these landlords.
You staked out the brothel, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did surveillance.
Still operating?
Actually, no. No, it was shut down by the present owner, or by the present owner of the building this January, and that was following us sending him a copy of the DVD of the first documentary. He was so appalled at what happened in there before that he decided to get rid of his tenant, which he did.
And how did you locate the guy? What was the final step in this?
Well, the final step was company records, which linked him to various businesses and various addresses. And then we noticed a pattern of vehicles between various places. So we presumed that one of the vehicles belonged to him and staked out one of the places we knew that he frequented until the car turned up. And then when it did, he got out of the car, and so did we, with myself and two guys with cameras, and did the old interview.
And that's what we'll be seeing in the documentary tonight on SBS. What was your reaction when you finally confronted this man, knowing the background, the story of young Ning, but representing so many other young girls who'd been in similar positions?
Oh, it was relief that the investigation was over, because I never thought we'd ever get there. And I was a bit surprised, actually, because he didn't amount to much. He wasn't an imposing person or anything like that. He was clearly very nervous. So that was it.
Isn't it extraordinary? Slavery was abolished in the UK 200 years ago, and yet the statistics tell us that it's one of the largest crimes committed worldwide, even today. $32 billion worth of illicit sex trafficking going on. This is an area that you've looked into. How can that be in the 21st century?
Oh, it's hard to say, but it is globally. It's very widespread. It's not just sex industry either. It's all sorts of industries where people try and get in basically labour and pay them nothing to make a profit. And it's happening all over the world.
And Chris, we'd think that we're immune for it here. We would think that it doesn't register on our radar screen. We're wrong?
It does happen here. Well, it's not as widespread as in some other countries. I was talking to a brothel owner, an owner of a legitimate brothel in Melbourne just last week, and she was saying that she was often approached by basically a mama-san who'd come around with several ladies in tow. She was almost like an overseer of a chain gang, I thought, and she would try and hire the girls out to the operators of legitimate brothels, licensed brothels in Melbourne. So it's still happening there.
What of Ning's future, Chris?
It's a bit bleak, actually. Late in 2004, the stepson of one of the guys that trafficked her out of Thailand raped her, and she now has AIDS. But, I mean, AIDS is treatable.
Yeah, it's an extraordinarily horrific story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very sad. She's a very tough young lady. A lot of admiration for her.
Well, Chris, the name of the name of the show is Trafficked, The Reckoning. It's on SBS at 8:30 tonight. Andrew Goodwin spoke of this before. He said it's one of the most riveting bits of television he's ever seen. So I would say congratulations, but I don't think it's the sort of show about which you say congratulations. Well done on making it, and well done on bringing this to our attention. An extraordinary piece of TV.
Yeah, thanks very much, Steve.
Name of the show is Trafficked. It's The Reckoning. It's on SBS at 8:30 tonight. I've been speaking to Chris Payne.